Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome to Friday, and what do we do each and every Friday? We dial up Jeff Pitts, the managing editor for City View Magazine, who has this incredible list of stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. It is our hyper-local look at fun on a Friday afternoon. Jeff, welcome back, my friend.
What's happening, Michael? How are you doing? Can you hear me now?
I was just telling Jeff that I was listening to an NPR interview with one of the astronauts.
Michael Collins.
Michael Collins. Thank you very much. Who died yesterday at the age of 90. And he was on with Terry Gross about a book he wrote in 1988. And they were talking about this incredible adventure, this moon landing. And, you know, Jeff, it is just incredible that we did all of that. And considering it was 1969, I mean, can you imagine where technology's gone?
It is incredible to think that, you know, people were probably watching that on a black and white TV. That's where technology was. Didn't even have the technology to mainstream color TV. Well, and they're going to the moon with that. So
yeah, and I mean, we've got probably more power in our iPhones than what they had on that Apollo spacecraft. I mean, you know, it's just stunning when you look back at what they had to do and all the complexities of that. Anyway, it was a fascinating interview. If you have an opportunity to listen to it, I think Michael Collins' book was called Blast Off, and it was written in 1988, but it seems to me like it is a spell binder. I'm back to Earth.
Where did you listen to that? Where was that? NPR?
This is Terry Gross. She does a daily interview with all kinds of interesting people. And Terry Gross, NPR. You'll have to check it out. It's just an amazing conversation. All right. Okay. Now that we've talked about space, the new frontier. What do we got going on here on Earth?
On Earth, planet Earth.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, speaking of Earth and soil, you read Lorax?
Who? No.
The Lorax.
No. The Lorax. No.
Lorax by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, no, I know.
Oh, you should read it.
All right, I'll do that.
It takes 5 minutes. You can get through it. It's really good.
Okay, Dr. Seuss. Is this one you're reading to Emma?
And I mean, it's one of Dr. Seuss. I mean, it's really good.
Okay.
You're
reading this to Emma.
It was so good. Yeah. You know, he's good at what he does anyway. You know, it's la-da-da-da-da, it's good.
Yeah.
But then you read Lorax, and it's like, oh, wow, he's speaking on another level, on another plane here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we bought the movie too, and
take
some liberties in the movies, but both the book and the film are about the Lorax, who the Lorax speaks for the trees.
I see. Okay.
You know where I'm going, right? It's
no,
Arbor Day, Michael.
Oh, is it Arbor? That's right. It is Arbor Day. Ding, 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 ding. Plant a tree.
Yes. So, plant a tree.
You know that
in the soil, in the earth.
Yeah, right. That has a bigger significance this year after the derecho last year that took down many trees. You know.
Yep.
All right.
You ever plant a tree?
Oh yes.
Oh, you say that like you're an old pro.
I have planted several trees in my lifetime, and I suspect some of the first ones that I planted are pretty big by now.
Really?
Oh yeah. You know.
It's my intention to plant some sort of fruit tree this weekend.
There you go.
Any suggestions?
Pawpaw.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that grow here?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it depends on the soil. It kind of likes a moist, shady soil. And how do I know this? Because I was listening to Iowa Public Radio earlier today, and Charity Nebbe was talking with a horticulturist, and they were talking about planting a pawpaw tree. And where to do it. So there you go.
See, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm making a list here. How do you spell pawpaw?
I don't know. P-A-W-P-A-W? I don't know. But apparently, it's a fruit-bearing tree. I know nothing about it other than the fact that I was listening today and the horticulturist was talking about where to plant a pawpaw tree. So there you go, pawpaw. So you can check that.
I mean, if you're going to plant a tree, it might as well be a fruit tree, right?
Might as well, right. You know, might as well. And
we have an apple tree, and it's the best thing ever when it blooms. We can just go back there and eat apples whenever we want.
Sure. See?
That's what I tell Emma. She gets so pumped. Every time we come home, we got to go back there and look for an apple. But last year, none of the apples, for some reason, they grew to like 1 inch, and then I went back there like 2 weeks later, and they were all gone.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the same issue. So I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Oh.
Arbor Day. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Go plant a tree.
Anyway, back to stuff to do. Plant a tree. Yep. If you're not into planting trees, tonight at Wells Fargo and the rest of the weekend, middle of the map tattoo convention. Artists from around the U.S. will gather to showcase their skills. Live music and other live entertainment will be offered. All ages.
Middle of the map tattoo extravaganza down at the well.
Yeah, it reminds me of my three rules for life.
Don't get a tattoo. Don't get a tattoo. Don't get a tattoo. Is that close?
Yep, never get less than. No, never, never get. No, well, tattoos are on the list. Never get less than 12 hours sleep.
Yeah.
Never play poker with a man nicknamed after a city. Never date a woman with a tattoo of a dagger.
Of a dagger. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
You live by that?
Everything else? Yeah.
Green cheese.
Yeah, but you know, I got a little issue with your 12 hours of sleep. I know you don't get that.
So. No, I don't. I don't live by my own.
Middle of the map.
I got those from Teen Wolf. Remember that movie?
No.
You know?
No, no.
Okay, moving on, moving on, moving on. How about Prairie Meadows Horse Racing opens tonight?
Really?
Yep. Giddy up. You know, even if you're not a gambler, it's good to get out there and just kind of watch the horses.
Yep.
Are you much of a gambler? Are you a horse guy? I feel like, you know, you did the rodeos and stuff.
I'm an old horse guy. Yeah, I enjoy horses. I remember going to the races with my father, may he rest in peace. And I think I was just a kid, just a young kid. I think that it was in Canada. I don't think we had horse racing in Detroit. But I do remember, you know, going up to wherever you buy the tickets or whatever, and he would study the horse racing brochure and put down his dollar. It's quite fascinating. I don't think I've ever done it. I can't remember me doing it, but I remember my folks doing it. So,
you know, well, we used to go. My grandma used to take me there when I was real little. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
She would place bets for me.
Good for her. Well, now I guess, you know, with all this online betting, so you don't have to go anywhere.
My mom was livid when she found out.
I'm sure. But, you know, with all this online stuff.
Yeah, you don't even have to go. In fact, you can bet all around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can bet on anything, it looks like.
But it's better to go. I mean, it's
experience.
It's something about being there and seeing those big animals. It's kind of neat.
Yep.
Anyway. So we've talked about this several times. Drake Municipal Observatory, their lecture series continues tonight. The topic is Physics Explains the Impossible Understanding. Physics has pushed astronomy higher than the star.
You keep fading out on me, friend.
You're fading on me too. So
are you in the room that you're not supposed to be in?
The room of doom. Well, I'm in a different room, but... should I move it?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Take this on the road.
You ought to always go to the room that we can connect at.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. And that'll be the rule from now on. I thought the problem is it's.
You left me again.
It's the least, for everything else, it's the least functional. 1 second.
Now, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing some technical difficulties right now. The opportunity to move to a room that works. We got to get you set up with your own studio. You know, that's what we got to do. We got to get you set up with your own studio. I mean, we do this every week. You should have a permanent studio location. That way, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can sort of kind of hear you, yeah.
Sort of kind of.
Well, I mean, now I can. Yeah, you must have been away from the mic, so.
Okay, we're good.
All right.
And we're back. We're back, baby. It's like, I was like in Apollo 13 when the thing goes behind the moon and they lose.
Exactly. Yeah. Michael Collins, Behind the Moon. All right. Last we were talking about, the Drake Observatory. That program is going on tonight, tonight being Friday.
Yep.
Got anything for Saturday, Sunday, next week? What's going on?
We do. Playhouse, Velveteen Rabbit. We've talked about that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's getting to be last chance. The Velveteen Rabbit's been loved for generations. Is there any magic that can make a toy truly real?
Yep. Got it.
Okay. It is. Second, yes.
Of course.
Of course.
Why not?
What magic is that?
Hey, you got the Lorax. You've got the Velveteen Rabbits. I mean, yeah, come on. It all works. All right.
Okay, Covered Bridges Winery is having, you know, they have a concert series every summer. I think that kicks off tonight. Or, I'm sorry, Saturday. String Profits with Roadside Tacos Food Truck.
Oh.
So the String Profits is a band. Roadside Tacos is a food truck.
Right. Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Bring your lawn chairs, $5 cover. It's outside, plenty of distance for.
Although it would be kind of cool if they switched that. And if the band was called the food truck name.
Yeah, it would.
Wouldn't, yeah.
Roadside Tacos. That's a great band.
It is a great band name. Roadside Tacos. I like it. Mm-hmm. Sign me up. I'll play Mariachis or whatever. You know. All right.
Speaking of food, it's May, so we have farmers markets kicking off, including the downtown farmers market, back at reduced capacity.
Right.
That'll be Saturday downtown in the normal spot. I know people are looking forward to that. That should be good. Yeah. Rodeo this weekend.
What?
Yep. Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo returns to Wells Fargo Arena Saturday.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I thought we had the middle of the map tattoo thing going on.
That's at the event center.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry.
So it'll be down there, but it'll be it's all the same in my head, but you're right. There's a distinction. So the rodeo's going on.
Rodeo, all right. World's toughest rodeo, by the way.
Yeah. I would love to go see that.
You should go.
That's not gonna happen this weekend. I got a tree to plant, Michael.
How long does that take?
You tell me. I've never done it.
You know, it'll take you about 40 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how big a tree is it?
That's a good point. It's probably just going to be a little guy.
Yeah, it's probably a little guy.
I guess I haven't really thought this through. But
remember, yeah, right. See, there you go. And by the way, if you are planting a pawpaw tree like we talked about earlier, you have to plant several of those because they're male and female. And so if you're doing a fruit tree,
Michael, I'm not running a dating service here.
I'm just telling you. That's what Charity Nebbe says, man. Come on.
This is a family show, Michael.
All right. All right, so we got the rodeo going on at the Well. World's toughest rodeo.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Yep, rodeo. Also Saturday, Kites on the Green in Johnston. Go fly kite.
Yeah, my father, old Shalom, used to tell me that all the time.
Yeah, how do you do? I've never had success flying a kite. It seems like it always ends up in a tree or
he would just say
not flying. I guess that's probably the someone suggested I buy more than like the cheapest kite.
Right. I mean there is a kite
out on the windiest day.
Yeah, don't do that. But yeah, you know, to dismiss someone it used to be go fly a kite. It's my father used
right.
to say go fly a kite. Oh, okay. All right.
So why is that a dismissive term?
I don't know.
Why does that does it just take you out of action?
It does. Yeah. Well, you have to go out on the green in Johnston, so you got to get away from whatever the discussion is. So you got to go fly a kite. So I'm sure that's what he had in mind. All right. So we're flying kites.
Is that really how Ben Franklin did the electricity thing?
Absolutely.
I'll bet that's a myth.
Nope. True story.
Okay. Was he flying it in a thunderstorm?
It was. It was a thunderstorm. It had a key on the end of it. Zap. Electricity. So there.
Then he knew.
Yeah.
What does that prove?
There's electricity. I don't know.
Okay, Adventureland opens this month, Saturday. It's open for season pass holders, and then progressively opens up the rest of the month.
Okay.
Same with Living History Farms. So get out and support those places. You know, there's a new Saturday afternoon farmers market up on the north side at the River Bend neighborhood off Forest and 6th Avenue.
Really?
Yeah. So that could be something. If you don't like getting up early to go hit the fresh.
Yeah, you could do the afternoon thing over there in River Bend.
It feels a little more leisurely. It feels like it makes a little more sense. You can just kind of chill, walk around.
Right. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I like that idea. May Day is Sunday.
It is? I thought that May Day was the 1st of May.
Isn't that Sunday?
No, it's tomorrow. Today's the 30th of April.
Oh, is there only 30 days? Okay, so Saturday is May Day. Saturday is May Day, in case you didn't know. We got Cinco de Mayo coming up, and Mother's Day on the 9th. You've been warned.
Yeah, Mother's Day is the national holiday, of course, where all of us pay homage, and you better not be late or forget about it. So you have been warned, exactly. Yeah, you know, you're missing something that's major.
Yeah.
That you don't have on your list. I'm surprised. I mean, you're already talking about Cinco de Mayo, which we celebrate in a hearty way here in Windsor Heights. I mean, it is Cinco de Mayo Central. Yeah. And then you talk about Mother's Day, but what else is going on next week?
You talking about, oh yeah, I'm not to the end of the list here. Oh. Are you talking, I was just reading, I have a note of the big, you know, the holidays of the month. Those are all grouped together. So yeah, we're not going to miss the Iowa Cubs season opener.
Ding, 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 Tuesday, ding, ding.
May 4th against the Indians, the Pirates organization.
Yeah, we hate them.
First pitch, 6:38 p.m.
Yeah. It's an evening game. As a matter of fact, I looked at the schedule, and the first several games are evening games. And what is that? The 4th? Is that the opening night?
Opening night, yep, Tuesday night.
Yeah, and by the way, I scored an opening night T-shirt.
Really? How'd you do that?
Well, I bought it. I mean, I got an email from them, and they said, "Hey, you know, you put your order in." That was about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, and I got an email yesterday. It came in, so I got to go down to the Cubs Club, not the Cubs Club, but the merchandise place, and pick up my shirt, man.
About that.
Yeah.
What's it look like?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You bought it sight unseen.
Sight unseen. I trust the Iowa Cubs.
How about that? Good for you. You're ready to go. You at the game?
I don't know. It's 6:30 at night. By that time, you know, I'm usually in bed. So I don't know. All right.
Amen. What else? Monday night is the Writer's Workshop at the Downtown Library. That's online. You can do it on Zoom. It's a monthly meeting, first Monday of every month.
Yep.
And then Tulip Festival starts on Thursday.
Oh, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
The Valley Junction Farmers Market.
Oh, wait, whoa. Back up. You said Tulip Festival, and then you switched into Valley West. I mean, the Tulip Festival, is that at Valley West?
No. Felt like we were winding this thing down, so I kind of went into fast forward.
Okay. Tulip Festival is in Pella, right?
That's right. In Pella. Starts Thursday, May 6th. That runs through the weekend in Pella.
Right.
Lots of tulips. I don't think they had a festival last year, so they're revved up and ready to rock. Then separately, Valley Junction Farmers Market opens their Thursday night thing. First kickoff of the season.
One of the greatest farmers markets on the planet, by the way.
Yep.
It's just loads of fun to go. Anytime you can go to Historic Valley Junction and mingle, it is a good time. All right, amen. Jeff. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. We talked about a lot of stuff, and you're in the right room, and we could hear you now. And this is
the right room.
We got you back in your studio.
I'm going to make this into a studio.
There you go. Just you tell.
You should see it. I'm glad we're not on video right now. This room.
Is it a room of doom?
It's kind of like that. You know how I collect books? Well, this is where the books go.
Oh.
But they're not in any, there's no rhyme or reason to it. They're just like stacked.
Well, it's shelving there time.
There is millions of words. I'm just immersed in words.
Shelving. Got to get shelving. Dewey Decimal System. Get it done.
Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah. That's after you plant the tree and go to the rodeo. And
it's gonna be a busy weekend.
Yeah, gonna be busy. All right,
plant several pawpaw trees.
Pawpaw, check it out. Google pawpaw trees, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Amen.
All right, Jeff Betts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor for City View Magazine, with us each week talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. We covered a lot of ground. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, that's a wrap for this Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. We will be back with you on terrestrial radio on Sunday as we present Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review on 1350 KXEL. It's News Talk over in Waterloo, Cedar Falls. Oh, and we have a special guest. This is really important. Dr. Eddie Moore Jr. From Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's going to be in Fort Dodge, Iowa next week for 4 days. Talking about diversity and inclusion, and you will hear that first on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday at noon. Just a little pre-programming hint. All right, we got to go. Thanks so much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodley of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend into next week. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.